Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
And ready to go. We are live, ladies and gentlemen, the 15th day of October 2013 on this Tuesday edition. We have Tosh Plumlee, who was on Fox News last week after he'd been on our broadcast, and he says that they stabbed him in the back. He is, of course, a high-level, really whistleblower/journalist. He's a famous whistleblower from the Church hearings and the Iran-Contra hearings, still doing CIA contract work on record. And he went public on our broadcast about what really happened in Benghazi that concurs with our own inside sources telling us what happened. And they're now threatening him and more. He'll be popping in for about 10, 15 minutes at the bottom of the next hour. James Wesley Rawls will be joining us for the full third hour, one of the top real survivalist experts in the country and in the world, accurately predicting that the unraveling would begin very, very soon. With the EBT cards, the government shutdown, the default, all of it. He's going to be joining us coming up in the third hour, best-selling author as well, fiction and nonfiction. He'll be joining us coming up with key intel. He is former Army intelligence in the third hour and has a lot of high-level sources. In fact, he won't even allow his face to be seen now for the last decade or so. That's how serious he is about what's coming down. By the way, I talked to a lot of people behind the scenes, folks, of his pay grade and way above, and they're all completely freaked out right now. So when I've been up here and yesterday squeezed out a tear talking about America being destroyed and falling to tyranny, I saw some people on YouTube, I just happened to quickly look at some of the comments saying, oh, that's fake. You know what? I wish that was fake. I wish I had the power to just suddenly have my eyes full of tears and a cry for this country, but that's not the case, folks. It's real, and you should be crying for this nation as well. We're in deep trouble. We're going to break it all down today, get into all the major news after the break, and then we're going to open the phones up, and I'm going to really try to go to your calls early in this hour. First-time callers, I'd like to hear from vets that were out at the demonstrations that are ongoing this morning, tearing down the barricades again that the feds put back up. They tore them down Sunday, of course, carried them to the White House, and then the police tried to attack the vets. I'd like to get your take on the communist Chinese lecturing us on a default, as well as the head of the IMF, as America becomes like a third world country, the EBT cards failing and the looting that went on, and then the EBT cards turning back on and giving unlimited money, just all the other news that we've got up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The article that went viral last night that Watson put out in California, where the transvestites, transgenders, all different types. Can you imagine being a boy in high school and then being able to say you're transgender so you can go look at the girls in the bathroom? I mean, I just can't imagine it. The trouble that would have caused when I was in high school and in middle school, for that matter. And the girls say they're going in and harassing them and messing with them. I personally have witnessed a very famous transvestite in Austin, Texas, Leslie Cochran, before he died. This is about a decade ago at Access TV. By the way, he was thrown out of Access over it. And they were as liberal as you could get. They celebrated him, thanked him for being there. He would come there with his buddies and go back and forth in both bathrooms and totally freak out families, kids, you name it. They're like, well, let him go in both bathrooms. Folks, we're talking about doing drugs in the bathroom, vomiting all over the place. I mean, if it was a redneck guy doing it or an old woman doing it, everybody would be freaked out. And this is freaking people out. It's all part of the social manipulation to see what the establishment can get away with. I don't make fun of Bradley Manning. I think Bradley Manning's a hero. And if he thinks he's a woman or whatever, and what's he called? Brandy Manning? Chelsea Manning. Whatever. Doesn't matter. I mean, I think the guy really did a good job releasing that information. I don't sit there and make jokes about him and his sexual vision of himself or herself. My point is that there's a lot of other people that just use it as a way to grandstand and take over society with the social engineers. my friends. Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Well, more ice bombs are found at LAX near planes. Sounds like the TSA staging something so they can get more funding. If not, it'll end up being some mentally ill security worker themselves doing it for attention. It usually is. We're also going to be looking at what's happening with the continued government shutdown. We'll look at how the world government itself is hyping a collapse of world confidence if we don't go deeper into debt on our road to economic enslavement. This and more is all coming up today, and we have James Wesley Rawls joining us, one of the top survivalist experts out there who also studies the geopolitical. He's going to be joining us coming up in the third hour today. I want to give the toll-free number out and take your phone calls on any of the big issues that are taking place. The government shutdown, the vets restorming, the shutdown memorials and tearing down the barricades yet again today. We're going to be tracking and following that. We're going to be just looking at all of the news here today. And, of course, taking your phone calls. First-time callers, long-time callers, people that agree, people that disagree. I will give preferential treatment to the social worker from Tennessee that called a few weeks ago celebrating how great his free health care would be and how great Obamacare was and how this is the triumph of socialism. He was very proud of himself. Now Forbes is reporting what Mike Adams reported here last week on the air and at Infowars.com and NaturalNews.com. A whole slew of top programmers are in the Forbes article. They're also in a Fox News piece saying, indeed, it's a fake website. They know it doesn't work. It doesn't work, period. It's just there to get your data. And so Forbes is reporting today exactly what we told you last week, that indeed it is simply a data mining, data theft database for the Democratic Party, just like Facebook and Twitter are on record. They give all that data over to the Obamanoids as well to harvest the sheeple's votes and tax money and regulatory systems. So we're going to be discussing all of that today as well. And I would like to challenge the Obama supporters. In fact, I'm going to open the phones up at first because they're not open yet. I'm about to give the number out. That's when we open the phone system. That's when we turn it on. The first round for real Obamacare supporters. I saw a Democratic Party operative yesterday in the news celebrating the shutdown of the World War II memorials and again calling the World War II vets racist. Anybody that you don't agree with as a socialist is a racist. In fact, if a socialist or a communist or a control freak owned a restaurant, if you didn't like their food, you'd be a racist. I mean, that's just it's the answer to everything in the world. You don't have to be an intellectual, know how to tie your shoelaces, just falsify a racist and talk about how great Mao Zedong is all day. So I want to open the phones up first, and then after I take a few of those, it'll be open to everybody. But the first five, six callers, and by the way, we don't screen calls, but I want John Harmon to really screen these and make sure they don't start laughing, because half the calls that come in will be people joking. I don't want jokes, okay, and a guy in an NPR voice. I want the real deal. Now, the main way to tell them is they'll actually be laughing at you and be on a power trip and call you racist. So that's who I want on. I want the real deal. I want you to hear it because I see them on YouTube. I see the folks on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the comments celebrating and saying, you're just racist, you're just mad, you're just one percenter, you're just rich. James Woods is a one percenter. That's why he likes the vets being able to go to the memorials. It's all just these weird class warfare, middle class envy people that really think anybody that's got a nicer car than them, anybody that works two jobs, anybody that's an entrepreneur stole it. And then they're allied with the most vicious criminal offshore megabanks that run giant Chinese and Indian basically slave camps and Mexican close to slave labor camps. And robots replacing humans at Foxconn and suicide nets and forced abortions and children by the millions chained up to fences and light poles all day begging for food till mommy comes out after 17 hours with maybe enough money to buy a bowl of rice and then give it to their child. I mean, that's what we're competing with. You can't compete with a slave state. While the communist inner party lives in giant command bases with, in some cases, hundreds of mistresses and helicopters and just totally organic food. It's all on record. They don't take any of the shots, none of the GMO, their own secret farms for non-GMO, growing the food in greenhouses so all the toxic fallout from all the huge chemical plants doesn't get it. That's come out in mainstream news that China has, and the Times of London's reported it, secret gardens for the inner party. Suicide nets, mass execution, 7,000 riots a month, mobile execution vans, hell on earth. You're not going to hear anything out of Al Gore, anything out of Trendy's, zero. If you paid $10 more for an iPhone, I've seen the studies, that would make those people be paid $20 an hour. Instead, they're just replacing them. Instead, they're paid 20 cents an hour. They're death camps, literal death camps, is what the Chinese slave cities are. Then they've got the liberal trendy cities where the party members and any and inner party members are allowed to live, where they live in luxury and bullet trains and glistening high-tech systems better than anywhere in the world, incredible medical advances, and they don't let all the poor people into those areas. If a poor person gets caught coming into those key districts, they're beaten to death, or the Chinese police will cut a man's genitals off and then stab him a couple of times with precision-trained stabbing just to make them a time to make them bleed to death over 2 days. And then the Chinese population has been trained, do not help the person or you're responsible for them. So there's just villagers and farmers and poor people bleeding to death all over the streets. I'm serious. This is in the news, but back of the paper. So I want to hear from you. You think the people, the globalists that set up China, put Mao Zedong in power in 49, are using China to leverage out the whole world as a race to the bottom. You think they want to give you something free because they love you. I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you. They got mobile execution vans in some cities, 24, operating 24 hours a day, executing people. You talk back to the police, you're executed. You get caught shoplifting to get food for your children, you're executed. You're taken to sports stadiums, and in the old days, and everybody comes and claps, and they machine gun you. Men, women, young children, you know, 10, 12 years old. There's photos and videos online. YouTube tries to take them down because they love China so much and the communists, they don't want you to know. But you can still find them. You see the just type in Chinese executions, and guys, you don't need to do it. People can look at it if they want to, watching us on TV. You can see kids lined up being AK-47 in the back of the head, and then the commies just have celebrations after they machine gun people because they get off on it. Now, that's in the old days. Now they load you on the execution vans. The organs are chopped out, flown into Japan that's only an hour away on average, and then there's rich Westerners there to get the goods. They warehouse Falun Gong for practicing their Buddhism. It's not really Buddhism. It's one end of it spiritual. It's like Buddhism light or Zen Buddhist light. It's an exercise thing. They don't eat GMO. They try to be healthy. They have healthy organs. So they warehouse them, DNA type them, and then they, when the call comes in, just like the movie The Island where they take you and take your organs, they actually do that. You're taken and executed. Everything is taken, including blood, tissue, you name it. And freeze-dried for the elite person. It's also sold with it all in the same dumpling package to be shipped back to America or to Europe or to Japan. Just total hell force. And you need to understand the reason this is important is that the globalists, this is their ideal society, and they're actuaried it out to incrementally phase that in here. Let me give you an example of what I went through today. I'll either go swim in the river, the Colorado, or Barton Springs, or I'll run on the treadmill in my garage, or I will go to the hike and bike trail and jog. We have one of the biggest hike and bike trails. This is a giant Barton Creek Greenbelt complex in the country. It's farmers and ranchers' property. They took at gunpoint in the last 30 years. First, they don't let you use it. Then they devalue the price. Then they sold most of it off to the insiders and their friends. But the 100,000-plus acres in just one area that they have is constantly off limits now. If anything happens, they just gate it up and then give people tickets if you enter it. But people complain to the city, so I checked. Actually, they have special green police units who aren't even police, who aren't even working with the city. They're the ones that put up the tape. In fact, this morning I got there and the tape had been torn down, so there was 8 members of a green police unit. By the way, I have video of them. These are citizen groups. They put it back up, and they said, look, that's Alex Jones. They said, he's not supposed to be in here. And as I walked away, I heard the word police. So I knew that when I ran a mile and a half out, that when I came back up, there'd be police. And I shoot video, and this will be on the news tonight, with my iPhone as I go up. I go, I expect, as I pass the green police, that they'll be waiting at the top with police. And I get there, and I go, oh, no police. 3 police cars whip in. And they're looking at me like they have seen the Antichrist. And then obviously the cops recognize me. And then they start waving. They go, no, no, we're not going to give you a ticket. And I said, technically, I've checked. That shouldn't be blocked. And they go, that's right. Only no kayaks on the creek right now. I says, you'll give me a ticket. I have this on video. I go over the fence. I said, did somebody call the police on you? She goes, no, no one called us. I went, really? I've been coming to this very area 20 years and never seen you. Then I went back down to run again because I was mad. Thought, I'll just run a couple more miles. They followed me. Have footage of that. I had the police go jogging after me. This is America. This is the Stasi.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Pills, pills, pills. If you've tried to fix your ED with pills or supplements, listen up. My name's Matt Cook with GetEDSolutions.com, and I've developed a system that often fixes ED from home naturally, without medical intervention. How does it work? My system addresses the root cause of most ED, which is desensitization. Desensitization is not your fault, but it's the number one reason men get embarrassed around women. The more they try, the more things don't work, and the solution is to fix desensitization through simple activities you do from home.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
If you're one of the 52% of men who suffer from ED, you must visit GetEDSolutions.com for a special reporting video that shows you how to fix ED from home fast without pills or supplements. Visit GetEDSolutions.com for my special report and video on fixing ED at home. GetEDSolutions.com. That's GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows.
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows
the good guys lost. Well, actually, unfortunately, not everybody knows. The average Democrat out there absolutely loves every form of tyranny under the sun and the nanny state. Remember, last week, the U.S. Postal Service that had printed millions and millions of dollars worth of Let's Move stamps that show young people as stick figures playing golf, playing frisbee, playing football, playing soccer, playing baseball. Well, they said that could be dangerous, so it's banned. And all over the country, they've already banned dodgeball. Now they're banning any type of ball at recess. Now they're banning any type of jogging or running. Now they're banning even anything but walking at recess in many areas. Government destroys dangerous sports stamps. Kids playing tag, bad. Police opening fire in public, good. Their article then gets into the police shooting everybody, but that's okay. And then this morning, I walk by people in green, state-funded, because I talked to some of them, repair group that was supposedly repairs the green belt so they don't wash out, which is fine and dandy on a giant green belt, or you could just leave it wild and let people fend for themselves. But the issue is, I walk by and they go, "That's Alex Jones. He just went past the yellow tape. He's not supposed to do that." And then I was fading off, walking away. I heard the word police. So I come back up the hill after a couple-mile jog. I see him. I start talking to him. They go, "Hi, I have this on video. Hi, Alex Jones. I'm a listener. I'm a fan." I didn't count them all. It was 8 or 10. That was the first two that were down the hill. And I thought, okay, well, maybe the police aren't at the top of the hill. I get there. Police pull in. And they were looking at me real predatorily till I didn't really bow up, but I got real excited because I was going to explain to them how ridiculous it was and hoping they'd give me a ticket, because I talked to somebody yesterday that said they were down there giving people tickets. And I said, "You know, I made some inquiries. I checked. And these hike and bike trails are not closed." And the lady cop goes, "That's right." She was like freaked out by it, because she could have just written me a ticket and then I could have gone to court and the jury would have been dumb and they'd have got me. It's like, oh my gosh, one that knew. Oh, that's right. It's just no watercraft on the creek, which has already gone down to nothing. And I went, "Were you called on me?" And she goes, "No, look at my screen. This is a routine check." And I went, "Really?" So then they get out of their cars and I jog back down and jog back up. I was halfway up, so I was tired, and I was walking back up, and here they come doing their inspection. And you have to understand how giant this green belt is. I mean, it's half as big as the city, all the people's land they've grabbed. And the point is, they didn't used to do this before. It's all part of just like shutting down the national parks. I guarantee you, if they ever have a city shutdown, hold people hostage, always growing their tax base. We have the worst zoning group. It's all Agenda 21. They get UN awards. They harass everybody. The point is, things are changing. Now, we're going to go to break. I'm going to come back. I want to hear from Obama supporters who literally, if the globalists have their way, will be in the equivalent of Foxconn slave factories with suicide nets being forced drugged. And they have forced abortions inside the factories. That's come out in the news. I mean, that's your dream world. When the globalists are in control, that's what they do. But as long as the leader says, I'm liberal, it's okay. I mean, the average trendy loves communist China. They love Mao. In Austin, they have a bar called Mao where all the trendies go. They have them in Colorado. They have them in London. And they worship Mao. I see all the rich yuppie kids wearing their commie shirts. And I've said to them on tape, on the street, I say, "You like communism?" They go, "Yeah, I do. Capitalist pig." And I go, "So you're living on a trust fund, going to the University of Texas. Yeah, I know who you are, conspiracy punk." And I'm like, "So," and then they'll go get in their BMW. Just understand, they are the leaders. They are in command. And doesn't matter how dumb they are, as long as they love Mao, they're in charge, like the 7 White House czars that hail Mao publicly. Al Gore went to public schools and said, "You tell your parents what to do. You know better than them. We're taking over." And the middle schoolers clapped. They are the army. They are the future. I face green police today. 99% chance they call the police on me. And I said, "Give me my ticket." And she starts getting her ticket pad. She goes, no, I'm not going to." And I go, "Oh, it's not supposed to be closed, is it?" I have you now. The green weenies put the tags up. I know, because I pulled them down yesterday. And when I got there, they were putting them back up. They're not supposed to be doing it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Coming to you from FEMA Region 6, formerly Austin, Texas. Now, on their own official maps, we've been to the Gen 21 meetings. They openly say we are the center of the takeover of the entire state to turn it UN blue, basically. I mean, they're military. They're teaching everybody they're slaves. And the whole attitude of government's changed everywhere. And they want to shut things down. They want to teach you. Just like the times I've been to London, every time I'm there, they shut down major roads every day randomly. And they announce, if you're on a tour bus, because it's the Queen's pleasure. She wants you to know she owns this road. Because if you don't exercise a right, it doesn't exist. So the Queen randomly shuts down rivers, streams, parks, palaces that are really public centers, museums, and major roads. And that's all they're doing. They're just teaching you that you're a slave. And if you're foreigners on a tour bus the first day of the shutdown, you pull into Yellowstone, they're going to point guns at you and hold you in the hotel for 2 days because they're here to let you know. that you're a slave. And I was just talking to Weldon Henson down at the water cooler, down at the Propier, and he said, I got my socialist health care today, and started telling me the story about, he's been out of the Air Force, I guess, 7-8 years. He's been working here 7 years. And he was just talking about how much worse the VA gets and how it's an example of socialist health care and how mean the police are and how they bug their eyes out at people and what else they were doing and just how every time he goes, it's worse. Because you have to get your VA care, you got to go every year have blood taken so they can spy on you and put it in databases and see how the vaccines they injected in you, you know, what those did to you. Because they use them for guinea pigs on record. That's on record. Secret testing on the troops thousands of times. Thousands of major projects, including lethal operations. You are the number one enemy, a returning veteran.
Absolutely.
So number one enemy, how was it when you went to the VA today?
It's a pretty prime example of what it's, you know, what a socialist healthcare system is. You know, you go in there, you take your number. There's all sorts of people yelling at you, you know, yelling out numbers. And if you, you know, old vets are trying to stand up and get over to them, you know, they're not quick enough. The guy's like, you know, number 251, hurry up, you know, and you wait.
Well, you said the cops were bugging their eyes out at everybody. Oh, and strutting around.
Yeah, the cops walk around and they're all bugging their eyes out at you. You know,
I mean, repeat what you said by the water cooler.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, you take 2 hours just to get, 30 seconds of blood drawn and you wait in numbers and everybody's confused. And then every time you walk in or leave, you know, they've got way more than enough police officers there. I mean, they're just all just kind of, you know.
Well, these are the vets. These are men. These are the enemy.
Yeah. So,
we have an occupied government.
There's just a bunch of, for the most part, it's a bunch of like old veteran, Vietnam veterans and stuff kind of walking in on canes and stuff, you know, and they have these big military guys, way more than they need, just walking around, just gawking at you. Then I walk.
Well, you told me they bug their eyes out of you.
Oh, yeah. But, well, you know, I guess I'm kind of young and healthy looking, so they really want to bug their eyes out at me.
Well, they hate that. You know, yeah. Anybody that's got anything nowadays is bad.
Then I walk out in the parking lot, and there's a Veterans Affairs police officer in his police car, really similar to the NSA vehicle that we had roll up on us. You remember that? And he's writing parking tickets to people out there. So I thought that was kind of humorous. It's not funny, but it.
Were they parked wrong, or was he running their plates, or what?
Well, you know, one was a motorcycle, didn't have anywhere to park, so they kind of parked up front, and that was, I guess, a big no-no. And
well, that's another thing. These cops all just pulled up in the neighborhood, blocking the street too. They just pulled up like they were God, parked out in the road, swaggered up. As soon as I wasn't afraid, they all looked scared.
Then they were given, I guess, you know, they have spots. There's the big new VA outpatient clinic there in Austin, just opened a few months ago. It's huge. And they have, I guess, fuel-efficient vehicle parking only and stuff like that. So if you're not a fuel-efficient vehicle, you know, if I would have parked my F-150 in there, I guess I'd have got a ticket. So.
Well, no, it's all about their protected classes are special. Like in the public schools, the transvestites can go and look at the girls on the toilet and harass them. And if they complain, hate crime on the 12-year-old girl.
I just thought it was crazy. I walk out, and it's just a lot of... It's just a lot of veterans, good-meaning people. I saw a bunch of good-meaning people. They're just trying to get health care, and they're sitting in there for hours waiting on simple health care. And then you go out in the parking lot, and there's these big, Veterans Affairs police officers, you know, bugging their eyes at you, and they're writing parking tickets to vets.
Because you're a nice fellow. You say hi to people and stuff. That's what I've noticed at national parks and more. You say hi or even wave or whatever. They just bug their eyes at you because you're the enemy.
Absolutely. Every time I walk in there, I say hi to people. I even at the cops stand, and they're all standing by the door, you know, and they're all looking like, you know, it's like they're ready for battle or something. And I'm always like, hey, how's it going? And they're just like,
Well, it's because the foreign banks took over. They got armored vehicles, helicopters. It's time for war. I mean, listen, I've lived in Austin 25 years. I've been on that hike and bike trail, I don't want to exaggerate, 1,000 times. I've never seen what I see. There's now green police down there that'll boss you around. Yeah. Tattletale citizens. Yesterday, a woman ran up 100 yards and said, you can't go on the trail. It's closed, and got mad when I said, I'm going to go anyways. And she ran off.
It's like living in the Twilight Zone here in Austin, Texas. There's no doubt about that. Bunch of power-hungry goons.
It's a bunch of nobodies is what it is.
It's all pettiness. It's just like people are more worried about trying to be powerful than anything else. It's like they don't even want to be successful. They just want to be powerful in their own little way.
We have those discussions, don't we?
Yes.
It's like a virus or something where people don't want to actually be successful. They want to imagine they're powerful and be obstructionist. like almost everybody that's activists that have come from nowhere that no one ever heard of, we build them up, we give them a platform trying to build a resistance. They then flip out and want to bring us down and say we've attacked them and we've done nothing but give them just a carpet of gold politically.
It's not about being successful. It's about having your little petty power trip.
It's about tearing others down. I'm telling you, this country's in deep trouble.
It's
Well, that's what the so-called left wants with Obamacare. They want to get rid of the middle class. They want everybody poor.
Absolutely.
Misery loves company.
I guess if they're going to be miserable, they want to make
it. See, I can't handle it. When cops are bugging their eyes out at me, I just start getting in their face. I did today. Those cop cars pulled up, bugging their eyes out. I ran over to them. I was like, give me a ticket. Come on.
It's pretty.
Why don't you do something about the real crime out there? I know you got called here to henpeck me.
It was the same.
I don't care what they do to me, too. I'm sick of it. And I'm going down to the Alamo, too, with the armed march this Saturday, 10 a.m. Sick of it. Go ahead.
It was the same way. You know, we were at the NSA last week, or was it a week and a half ago?
It was last week.
Last week. They're going to show you. That's kind of their
And it's because there's a criminal group in control at the top, and they want everybody authoritarian. They want to get us in line. They want to teach us we're slaves. They go on MSNBC and say our children belong to them. They actually say in your face, your kids are ours. State of California says that in court. You have no parental rights. The state is everything.
It's amazing just doing day-to-day routines here in Austin, or if I'm just trying to go to the VA clinic, it's just like New World Order slave training.
My wife doesn't like to buy a lot of groceries now. She'll buy for like a week out. We had a dinner party Sunday, so she went and bought a bunch of short ribs and a bunch of other stuff. She had a big, giant thing full at Whole Foods. She had multiple people come over and say, man, that's a lot of money. And then the woman said, I'm not going to help you. I'm going to help this guy over here in a line where he's getting one thing. And it's all like socialism. In fact, it's funny. Before you came in, you said, I'm kind of dressed down today because tell me what you said before I even told you the story about my wife, because they come after you if you dress nice at the VA.
Yeah, kind of. You know, you get those looks and stuff. So
everything in America is America's gone, is what this means. I mean, we've gone commie. I mean, this is it.
I mean, I was in the grocery store the other day, and you know, and I guess you know the thing in Austin now, you got to bring your own reusable bags, and people look at me like I'm crazy because I don't walk in with my bags. I'm just like, whatever, I'll just buy some of the plastic ones at the cash register. And I've had people look at me and just really look at me like I'm the biggest.
Oh, no. I get lectured.
Yeah.
And for years when they were nudging us, getting us ready, they would say, you didn't bring your own bag?
I'm like, no.
So they got a law passed. Meanwhile, they don't care about GMO. They don't care about chemtrailing. They don't care about anything. They don't care about missing nukes. They just all want to sit around their little cult and say, we're the bosses. It's a game.
It's a mentality. You know, it starts from the top and moves down. I can remember being in the military, and there were just people that just sat around trying to make rules all day. And procedures and policies. That's what they did. They just sat around. It's like, if you made the most policies and rules, then you got, like, awards. Like, you know, hey, we're going to... When I... Just the 6 years I was in, by the time I got out, I was like, man, wow, I'm so glad I'm getting out. It's like prison in here. And it's like, people got awards for coming up with more rules and regulations. You make up the most rules and regulations, here's an award. That was kind of what it was.
All right, Weldon, thanks for coming in here, buddy.
Yeah, glad to be here.
You bet. You're a very dangerous, evil person.
I look like it, I know.
All right, we'll see you later. There goes Weldon Henson. All right, I said I would go to Obama supporters, and then we're going to take calls 30 minutes of the next hour, and then Taj Plumlee's going to pop in with a Fox News update. He says they betrayed him when he went on Fox News last week. Big whistleblower on Benghazi. He'll pop in for like 10 minutes. But I want to open the phones up now for Obamanoid supporters. Here's the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. And I'm not trying to be mean. I know you've had a lot of fluoride, a lot of GMO, a lot of McDonald's growing up. I understand you watch a lot of television. But if you happen to be listening and you want to call in and have a victory dance on the healthcare system being wrecked, because they're now saying, oh, this is our plan to wreck it to bring in total socialism. Oh, yeah, the foreign banks that run all this, they really want to give you something free. I'd like to hear from you now to call in and tell me I'm wrong. Or maybe you want to admit we're right now, but 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We want to hear from you on air. And then after we take some Obama supporter calls, some Obamacare support, I mean, are you proud of the riot police? By the way, the Austin Parks police were wearing the same weird blue uniform that the riot police in D.C. were wearing. It's like UN blue on the top and then darker blue on the bottom. Actually, the cops weren't that mean. I mean, they had obviously been called there on me and then were like aghast that they'd been called in on the dangerous, evil Alex Jones. Where, again, I don't even bow up to cops. I just have, it's like a combination of laughing that there's actual green police showing up, and I was laughing at them. And it's not like laughing on purpose to make them feel bad. I can't help it. The three cop cars come shooting up, bugging their eyes out at me, and as soon as I started laughing and turning my camera on, the seriousness went right off their faces because this country's so screwed up and they know it. They actually destroyed stamps that showed kids playing sports last week because the thought police said they're not allowed. They're actually banning bringing Nerf balls to school to play before school, during recess, or after. That's all we ever did. Nerf footballs are banned. They're evil. If kids are seen playing with Nerf guns in their backyard, the thought police call the school, they know who to tattle, and the kid's kicked out of school. And the police uphold it. These are not ninnying liberals. These are authoritarians. They give you free laptops. They're not free. They're taxpayer paid for to watch you from Kansas to Pennsylvania to California to Canada to England. They've caught, to Germany, the free school laptops watching the kids. Because it's a program. Of course they're watching you over the built-in cameras and microphones. It's now declassified. They're total criminals. The government is total criminal. Doesn't mean the average mid-level minion's a bad person, but the bad guy is captaining the ship. And it ain't Obama. It's El Diablo. And I'm telling you, it's just going to get more spacey and weird and out of control from here. And the good news is liberty is rising. Humanity is waking up. Yeah, there it is. Harrington High School used laptop webcams to spy on students at home, suit alleges. No. The school did a promo video showing that they were watching them in the shower. They called the police on them because a girl was eating Skittles. An 11-year-old was eating Skittles in her underwear. Go look at the lawsuit. And the media acted like, these parents are suing. How dare them? They thought she was taking drugs. It would look like pills. Thank God they're watching her. And then it cuts to the resource officers, how they first found out about it, going, yeah, we watch the kids, and if they're doing something bad at home, we take a picture and show it to them the next day and say you shouldn't have done that. And it's like, Twilight Zone, Twilight Zone, Twilight Zone. That's like a case out of Kansas again. No. This case was Tennessee. It was another one in Kansas. There was a case in Tennessee about 7 years ago where the middle school girls' basketball team came, walked in, got in the shower after the game, where they got on the buses. I never took showers after football, whatever. I just stunk and went home, you know, and they would always give us junk food, hamburgers on the bus on the way back. But the point was, is that they go into the showers. Some people did take showers, but the point is the 11 and 12-year-old girls go in, they're taking showers, they see cameras in the showers, freak out, their parents are out waiting to pick them up, they freak out, there's almost a riot, and the police were in the news going, of course we watch you in the shower. And everyone went, oh, you watch us in the shower. The authority figure says, you watch us in the shower. This is a cult, folks. A cult. And I don't even know if the green volunteers called the police on me, even though they talked about it, I heard them. He's passed the tape. Well, we need to put up more tape. Police, as I'm going down the hill. Police. Maybe neighbors called the police on me. Because, again, you come up to a trailhead, there's a neighborhood nearby, and a woman in a car 100 yards away gets out, runs over, and says, you don't go. She was Asian, didn't have too good English. She goes, you don't go, it's closed. And was like real angry, bugging her eyes out. And I was like a 25-year-old woman. I was like, I'd seen her down there before. Never even said anything to her, and I was like, well, I ignore stuff like that. I ignore bureaucracy. She went and like ran off, and I thought she would call the police. So I mean, who knows what's going on? But I mean, this is how disgusting our country's gotten. Now we got prophet in Arizona who claims to support the Overlord, the Dear One, our God, our King, our Lord, our Savior, our Lovey Dovey, Obama. And if you don't say that, you're racist. And then we're going to talk to Adolf in Michigan, pro Obama. Now, we'll see if these are joke calls, Steve in Chicago, and others when we come back. And then we'll take their calls for 30 minutes of the next hour and get to all the other news. And then I'm going right to your calls when we come back. Briefly, we sold out of the Nation Iodine again. So more is on the way. They are producing it at the top organic lab in the country. And let me tell you, we tried to go get it from other suppliers, and I'm not knocking other people. It tastes like rocket fuel and is terrible. And we've had it looked at. It's breaking down. It's not real nascent iodine. I've been told by my sources, and Dr. Group and others, this is probably the only real nascent iodine in the country. And that's why I did a year of research on this, went with them. But it's a smaller lab, so they are literally at full capacity to produce this. The other stuff, we've tried competitors. We can't sell it. It tastes so horrible. I'm not being mean. It's alcohol-based, even the glycerin-based ones. I don't know what's going on. The group we use is so amazing. And if you want to get it, it might be a couple of weeks till you get it, but it's the only place to get it is InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsStore.com also has it, but InfoWarsLife.com links right through to the subpage. You can get them in one bottle, up to 10 bottles, and get discounts. With Fukushima continuing to melt down, the radiation levels going up in North America and the Northern Hemisphere, I went with Dr. Group, folks, after, well, really 2 years of research, but a year on iodine, as my top advisor, because he really is the best. And he helped us formulate this for InfoWars Life, InfoWarsLife.com, Survival Shield, and your purchase supports the broadcast. And not only is it the best pure nascent iodine, that means it's not bonded. It doesn't have to be broken down by the body. Don't take other iodine, folks. I need to have a special video just on that. Okay, the point is that this is the stuff right here. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register required states.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When an emergency happens, you'll be left to fend for yourself and your family. An outbreak of contagious disease can happen anywhere, and the threat of bioterrorism is always at hand. Because we're faced with more diseases than ever before, we need a better solution than ever before. Fortunately, there's a simple, effective way to protect yourself. Supernatural Silver offers a safe and effective means of fighting pathogens and can help defeat the root of these problems. Supernatural Silver is effective against more than 500 different disease-causing pathogens without encouraging drug resistance and without side effects. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and give you and your loved ones a fighting chance. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code October2013 for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Follow us at Jim's got a new article up on InfoWars.com. Looks pretty suspicious. Hidden messages, a new $100 bill. Multinational food corporation wants to spy on you, Kurt Nemo. EBT card users threaten Rodney King-style riots. I know we have that video. I want to cue that up later after I take calls. They say, look, you ever let this happen again, we're going to burn this place down. It's going to be Rodney King riots, baby. Whew, got to love it. If you don't give the globalists power over your life, they'll stage terror attacks. Don't give the welfare hordes all the free stuff, they'll burn your city down. Life under terrorism. Wouldn't pay the Roman fire department 2,000 years ago, they'd burn down your neighborhood in Rome. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Worse than healthcare.gov. EBT food stamp system crash is inevitable. Here's why. Mike Adams breaks it down. Are food stamp riots coming? Stores ransacked and torn apart during food stamp outage. Obamacare's website is crashing because it doesn't want you to know how costly its plans are. Forbes now concurs with their IT people with Mike Adams here last week at InfoWars. Girls threatened with hate crime charges for complaining about transgender bathroom harassment. That's right. Don't like people looking through you through the stall. Don't like, you're bad. And there's also the article about nanny states bans running water. And they banned sports stamps. Now they're banning being near running water. I'm not kidding. And then today the police were obviously called on me because I dared go back to the scene of my crime yesterday. I'm admitting to the crime, folks. Of course, there actually wasn't a city ordinance in effect over the Greenbelt. They just lied and put stuff up. Gotta love it, though. Like they've locked down the national parks. And they want to arrest you. They want to put their mitts on you, slave. This is slavery. They just brought slavery back in. They have all these petty rules and things to get you in the system and feed off of you and keep you under their thumb. Let's talk to, we've got a whole bunch of Obamanoids on the phone here. Who should we talk to? Steve, Joe, Prophet, Adolf, Kyle? Which one sounds real, John Harmon? Joe in New York. Tell me about how great Obamacare is, sir.
I think Obamacare is a wonderful boost economy in Canada. A lot of the industry has moved from the United States moved to Canada because they have free health care and boost the economy and create a great system up there, free medicine, free everything. And when you redistribute the wealth, everything gets better and the economy improves. And that's why you should get have a 100% tax on it, on state tax, and have a tax rate 70% the way it was in the 1950s.
Well, the Democrats do support that, but you know the ultra-rich put their money in tax-free foundations and offshore, so they want all the estate tax of the middle class to get rid of it. Do you understand elites throughout history are at war with the middle class? That's an admitted sociological, anthropological fact. Are you aware of that?
Yes, but Obama is actually kind of a nice guy. He should be probably president for life, and perhaps...
You're being sarcastic. All right, who else is real here? Who else do we have? Is anybody real? It's true that most Obama supporters cannot dial telephones. Kyle in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. First of all, I think there's a lot of problems with the Obamacare plan the way that it is today. But I do think that in some way, shape, or form, the government needs to step in and set rules, set limits, and have there be some sort of overseeing body in the health care division.
Well, I mean, if the Archangel Gabriel was going to oversee a socialist system just for health care, I would support it. But see, Satan basically oversees it. The eugenicists oversee it. And so anything they give us will be a screw job. And the bigger it gets, the bigger the screw job is. Do you understand that criminal special interests wrote this?
Yeah, I absolutely understand that the insurance companies were involved in its inception. But I also think that as the health care plan gets implemented and as we go along, once people see its inferior form today, there's going to be a resistance to it.
There you go, and then the demand to bring in full socialism. That's the talking point I've heard. Stay there. I want to come back and hear that. This is a plan, folks.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.